The release says Hoosiers should protect themselves against health emergencies such as Zika, Ebola, and HIV. But could East Chicago residents have protected themselves against a site where state and federal officials have been measuring lead levels in the soil since 1985? We asked State Director of Public Health Preparedness and Emergency Response Lee Christensen. In the situation where you've got a lead poisoning incident like this, is it possible for people to be prepared for something like that?
The best thing people can do maybe is just try to do research, educate themselves on things like lead. That's a good question.
The health department has provided $100,000 for blood lead testing and is helping local health officials respond to the crisis. But East Chicago State Senator Lonnie Randolph says he's puzzled by the timing and the nature of the press release.
Anything else should be secondary. You shouldn't even be thinking about press releases, okay? PR is the last thing should be on your mind. Service and help should be the main focal point of this whole endeavor right now.
Randolph and Christensen both say Hoosiers should be the first caretakers of their own health and that government should assist in extraordinary circumstances where individual resources are insufficient. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.